Welcome to Soul Series. Soul Series is a part of Oprah Radio, exclusively on XM Channel 156 and Sirius Channel 195.
Go to xmradio.com/Oprah for more details about Oprah Radio.
Actor Rainn Wilson is best known as that quirky, egomaniacal Dwight on the hit show The Office. But what you may not know about him is that he is on a mission. He wants to have a real debate about some of life's biggest questions. Rainn says he's just sick of spirituality being airy-fairy, hippy-dippy, and so precious. Those are his words. So here we go. Rainn and I are going to take on God, religion, and his quest to de-lamify it all. This is Soul Series. Join us.
It's uplifting, enlightening, truly powerful. Welcome to Soul Series.
So welcome to my Soul Series on Oprah Radio. I'm delighted to have as my guest today the funny man and the satirical man that we all love to hate, the character Dwight Schrute from the hit series The Office, brought to us so artfully and thoughtfully by Rainn Wilson.
Oh, you're too kind.
No, I'm not too kind. It's true. So why a funny man Rainn Wilson on our Soul Series? I'll tell you why. Two words. Soul pancake. Soul pancake. Rainn Wilson, what is soul pancake?
That is an excellent question, Oprah. I love that I just said that. I said, that's an excellent question, Oprah. What a delight to meet you. Thanks for having me here.
What a delight to have you here in this. But when you first hit Chicago, though, right?
Yeah.
Right. And you realized it was minus 14 degrees.
It's ridiculous.
Yes.
You know, you go outside in this weather, and it's like your survival instinct kicks in.
Yes.
And it's like, I felt like I was going to die. I honestly came out of the airport, and I was like, something in my body kind of took over, and it's like, don't stop moving because you will curl up and then you will freeze to death.
Because it's unnatural, isn't it? That's what an audience member said to me the other day.
Yeah.
It's super said it's wrong.
Yeah, it's deeply wrong.
It's wrong. Yeah. It's like I was in my house. I actually, you know, look out over Lake Michigan, lucky me, and it's frozen so solid. And there was like the ice, there was like crystallizing ice, and it was.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. But,
it was a frosting, which was rising above it.
Yeah, lots of like steam everywhere.
Steam coming up. And this morning, it was like shocking how cold it was.
It's brutal. It's brutal. I went to high school here in Chicago. I love this great city. I'm not just saying that for the Chicago Office fans.
Okay, good.
I do. I really love the city. So
and where would you go to high school?
New Trier High School.
Winnetka,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Mm-hmm. And did you have any idea then that this is where you would be?
You know what? I had... Well, we'll get back to Soul Pancake in a minute.
Yeah, we'll get back to that in a minute.
Hold that thought. It's interesting that here I am talking to you at that point, because I definitely knew I wanted to be an actor. And I had that dream. I had that longing to be an artist.
Yes.
And that was my deepest drive. My family...
Because that is the heart of our soul's calling, is that longing thing that you're talking about.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. And I knew that I basically had to be an actor or I would die.
Wow.
I would freeze to death outside of O'Hare Airport. same kind of thing would
really?
Take in. I had such a deep drive to become an actor. And at the same time, you know, I grew up as a member of the Baha'i faith, and my parents are Baha'is, and we lived over by the Baha'i House of Worship there in Wilmette, that beautiful temple on Lake Michigan.
Yes, the Baha'i temple, yes.
So now, kind of with Soul Pancake, I'm kind of bringing both things, my artistic journey and my spiritual journey are coming in a culmination in this website.
So we will definitely get to Soul Pancake in a moment, but I've passed that temple, and I wondered what, because it's so beautiful,
mm-hmm.
and there is this sort of mystery surrounding it, if you have never been in and don't know anything about the Baha'i faith. What is that, the Baha'i faith?
Well, another excellent question. First of all, I want to say that had you come in the summer of 1984 to the Baha'i House of Worship in Wilmette, Illinois, you would have seen young Rainn Wilson in a security guard uniform.
Really?
Patrolling the grounds.
That's
and
what
I was
you were doing?
Really intimidating because I was probably about 154 pounds at the time and 6'2". Gawky, acne bespeckled. But I was fierce. I was a fierce defender.
Security guard. Yeah.
No, the Baha'i faith is, and it's always difficult to sum up a kind of a world religion in a nutshell. But essentially, the Baha'i faith is a religion of unity. The founder of the Baha'i faith, Baha'u'llah, brought the message for this day and age that there is only one religion, that all of the religions of the past are one changeless faith of God, that when you go way back in the annals of human history to Zoroaster, Abraham, to Buddha, and then going forward to Jesus and Muhammad, that all of these people are divine messengers from God that are bringing God's message to that people at that particular date and time and geography.
Mm.
And there are many manifestations of God or prophets of God or messengers of God, whatever you want to call them, that have come and gone that we don't know about, and there will be ones on into the future, that it is God brings his message to humankind with a gradual unfolding, like lesson plan.
Right.
And Baha'u'llah claims to be a messenger of God, a prophet of God for this day and age, and his message of kind of profound unity, Baha'is believe, is the antidote, to help cure the ills of the world.
So you grew up with this sense of openness toward all religions and a belief that, you know, we're all the same, we're all connected.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What a miracle it was to grow up that way.
Yeah.
To one of the fundamental tenets of the Baha'i faith is the elimination of racial prejudice.
Wow.
So to grow up feeling that we're all one human family, just to know that from age four, as soon as you could think or walk or talk, was a gift. The equality.
So that were there people of other colors, races in your church?
Yeah. All the Baha'is are every race, age, creed, you know, background that you can possibly imagine.
And so I'm sure that infuses not only certainly your personality, but also distinctly infuses your art.
Yeah, that's an interesting question. How does it affect my art?
Yes.
Because here I play this weird, annoying geek on a TV show. It's not like I'm playing Gandhi.
Yes.
I'm not on, like, Touched by an Angel or something like that. You know what I mean? I play a lot of different weirdos. But, you know, here's an interesting thing about the Baha'i Faith, and this will get us to Soul Pancake, is one of the teachings of the Baha'i Faith is that in this day and age, Baha'u'llah tells us that the making of art is no different than prayer. There's not any difference between lifting up a paintbrush and touching it to a canvas and bowing your head in a church.
You know, I just got a little,
yeah.
The hairs on my head rose a little bit when you said that. Yeah.
Get a little tingle.
I got a little tingle from that, right?
There are many other teachings.
Art is prayer. Creativity is an expression of prayer. It is prayer.
You know. To get a little mystical on your ass?
Yes. Go ahead. Get a little mystical on my ass, okay?
Here we go. Check this out.
What?
The Baha'i prayers, and I'm going to give you a Baha'i prayer book later on. At the end of the Baha'i prayers...
Like you have one for me? Or
yeah,
you just
I do.
Not
I got
thought
one
of
for
it.
You.
Okay, good.
Yeah. At the end of the Baha'i prayers, you say the name of God. Like, there are prayers for everyone. They're not just for Baha'is. But at the end, you're like, you know, thou art the powerful, the mighty, the all-seeing, the all-hearing God. You know, this is a lot of different faith traditions.
Yes.
But one of the names of God that has been revealed by Baha'u'llah is the Fashioner. And there's a beautiful quote in the Baha'i faith is that because this word fashioner was revealed as God is the fashioner, that this relates to the arts, because when you're an artist, you're a fashioner, whether you're making a sculpture or a painting or a piece of music. So you're emulating God.
As a fashioner, as in fashion,
creator,
designer.
God is the creator.
Yes.
You know, it's just a different word for creator.
Right.
That's all. So being creative and being a creator is the ultimate testament to the great creator, God.
Mm-hmm.
So just as God is kind and merciful and just and patient and all-loving and all-compassionate, and those are the qualities of God that we seek to emulate as human beings.
Right.
Hopefully, you know, we try our best. You know, one of those is also to be fashioners.
To be fashioners. So,
and I happen to be a fashioner of weird, eccentric, freaky geeks.
Characters.
Yeah.
So this is Rainn Wilson talking, y'all, from The Office, who is really talking about God in such a cool, not airy-fairy way.
Thank you.
And that was your fashioned intention for Soul Pancake.
Yes.
And so now we're back to Soul Pancake.
That was good. Good transition.
Good.
Very nice.
Yay.
Soul Pancake as I became a celebrity,
yes,
and I have my spiritual belief, and I seek as a Baha'i, and I believe that our highest calling as human beings is to be of service.
Yes. Yes, isn't that the truth? That's what I deeply believe.
I do, too. That's one of the fundamental teachings of my faith, and we see it kind of catching fire these days. Yeah.
Yeah.
And
the whole country will be turned onto this in a way.
I hope so.
No, for sure. For sure that is what is going to happen.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, good.
We're in that moment. Don't you feel it?
There's definitely change afoot.
Yeah. Don't you feel a level of consciousness raising, has been raised, that says that service is the way?
I think third eyes are opening all over this country.
Absolutely.
But so I was thinking about, like, how can I be of service? What can I best offer the world? I mean, obviously, you know, I do some work with charities and stuff like that, and, you know, try and be a good father and a good husband and, you know, struggle with these things. But this is, you know, when I speak to young people about God or about religion or about faith, I kept coming up on the same answer.
Yeah.
Which is young people, you'd say to someone, you know, kind of the generations younger than me in 20s or 30s, say, do you believe in God? And they would say, yeah, kind of. There's a kind of belief in God, but I don't believe in an old man on a beard who's judgmental. I believe in some force in the universe that is, you know, that is creative and loving. I'm not
connected
quite sure what that is.
And the universality of God is what people
but
say.
But
I love that you say that, because I've heard people say that. Do you believe in God? Kind of.
Yeah.
And I often wonder, is that like kind of being pregnant? Or is that kind
exactly.
of? Yeah, kind
and
of.
That's what I always say. So I was like, that's an interesting concept of God. It seems a little underexplored a lot of times when I speak.
What that means is, I think people are saying, I don't believe in the doctrine that I've been told that it is. But I do believe that there's something bigger, something more mysterious than, you know, language can describe. That's what I always interpret it to mean. Yeah, kind of.
And I, kind of, exactly. And, you know, the other thing they always say is, but I could never be a part of any organized religion.
Yes, that is the other thing.
And which is completely understandable.
Right.
I mean, we have been a victim and still are to this day of fundamentalism, and fundamentalist religion and doctrines, as you say, has caused so much pain and suffering and disunity in the world.
And judgment and all that, yes.
And one of the Baha'i teachings is, If religion be a cause of disunity, it were better that there were no religion.
Right.
So religion
Go Baha'is. Go Baha'is.
And it's interesting because the word religion comes. We'll get to Soul Pancake.
Okay, we'll get to Soul Pancake.
It comes from the, I believe, Latin root. I'm no scholar, Oprah, but religio, which is ligament, religio, to bind. Legio, rebind, ligament, re-ligamentize, to bind people together.
Interesting.
And in the early days of all of the great faiths of the world, that's what religion did, is it binded people together and created unity. And you had,
got a little crazy.
You had the cause of Muhammad kind of binding together all of the Arab states, and you had the Christianity binding together, you know, the whole Roman Empire and spreading, and Buddhism spreading across Tibet and China and bringing people together towards a common purpose. And then it gets, things
got a little crazy.
This is why Baha'is think it needs to be updated. But anyway, so they don't, young people think that they kind of believe in God, they know they can't be a part of an organized religion, and they have a great distaste for anything that feels kind of hippy-dippy or airy-fairy about religion.
Yes.
Anything that's kind of like, you know, let's hold our crystals.
I was just going to say, bring out the crystals.
Our breath together, and I'm getting a sense of your aura, and that kind of stuff that, for young people, they hate that, and they cringe at that. They'd want to go turn on Nirvana and crank the volume whenever they hear something like that.
Okay.
So I was like, how can I inspire young people to take a spiritual journey in their lives that doesn't have to do with organized religion, that questions this idea of who God is and is there a God, and isn't hippy-dippy or airy-fairy in any way. And that's kind of how Soul Pancake was born.
Mm-hmm.
I also feel like the way that young people can best experience some kind of religious feeling is through art, because art turns people on, religion turns people off, creativity is turning people on, and so
art is a prayer.
And art is a prayer. I believe the two are the same thing. So there's not any difference between being creative and being spiritual, and so I want to investigate that in our website.
So how about if we talk about soulpancake.com finally after we take this break?
Good idea.
Good idea.
Hope you enjoyed this edition of Soul Series. Soul Series is a part of Oprah Radio, exclusively on XM Channel 156 and Sirius Channel 195. These are some of my favorite conversations.
For more Best Life programming 24 hours a day, listen to Oprah Radio. Go to xmradio.com/Oprah for details.